This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And if you just tuned in, don't forget that, because we have on the line Just Six, which is a Grammy-nominated Afropop vocal group from Pretoria, South Africa, which was established in 2011. Yeah. So their performances captivate audiences worldwide with flawless vocals and harmonies through their innovative Afro-vocal play style. We do have them right here on the call. Khambangahle Bafowethu. I like the spirit, man. I like the spirit. So before it too, Essay's Got Talent finalists, a number of awards, and now a Grammy nomination. All this with no instrument in sight.
Just the voice, man.
What kind of life event led to these six talented guys coming together and saying, let's do Afropop music without an instrument?
You know, obviously, we have a style called Afro vocal play, where conventional a cappella is music without instruments, right?
Sure.
But we decided to take it to the next level and be like, actually, you know, it would be cool to actually make instrument sound. So Afro vocal play, where we become the instrument. So you have like vocal drums, you have vocal trumpet, vocal sax, vocal jazz guitar, and vocal bass, you know, so then it makes us able to get into like different genres easily and then do whatever, bro, you know.
Sure, definitely, man. And actually, can you tell us about what inspired this unique approach and how it has actually shaped your sound?
All right, so I'm Smoke speaking. I'll hand the question over to Usquara. I'm with Usquara, one of the bandmates.
Squara, come on.
Hola. No, I think we've gotten a lot of influence from bands such as Take Six, Naturally Seven from overseas in the United States, and they've been doing this for quite a while, and you know we kind of modeled our sound pretty much based on how they did things, but you know obviously we have that African twist in there, and you know that's pretty much how it was born. I mean, we're church boys. We are all from church, grew up in church, and, you know, we used to sing choirs and stuff like that. So, you know, music is our lives, basically. It's like second nature to us. So, you know, I think most of that inspiration comes from growing up in that environment where there's a lot of music. And then, obviously, like Usmokes was saying, that we took it kind of a step further and tried to emulate the instruments with our voices. And it's amazing and powerful what the voice can do.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. And you've also been finalists on SA's Got Talent and even won the Moscow Spring a cappella competition. How do these experiences shape who the Just Six is today? Maybe share some memorable lessons from these competitions.
All right. So we've been very privileged to be able to, you know, get some international recognition. And we've all the time, you know, been much open to like collaboration with people that are not just from around South Africa, but also internationally. So like, because we learn different things, because as we had said, yes, in South Africa or in Africa, the kind of artistry that we have to offer at the level that we offer it at is a bit strange. But once you exit the borders of Africa, like everyone is doing it. You know, when we got to Moscow in that a cappella festival in Russia, you know, we learned so much. We were meeting like Asian groups, we're jamming with like guys from Russia, jamming with guys from the UK, you know.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like an eye opener to be like, yo, there's so much going on around the world, and we are just, you know, just scratching the surface so far in Africa. So we're definitely trying to pioneer and, you know, pave the way to be like, guys, let's take a cappella to the next level here in Africa, because around there,
there's a
huge market.
And there's a market. I mean, there's a lot of a cappella groups out there, you know, but it's just that I guess we're not getting enough, you know, love or attention.
Yeah.
You know, there's hip hop, there's quite a bit of piano.
The Anthony Acapella Festivals, or even the Acapella Awards, but internationally, we've already bagged a couple of awards because it's a huge thing, you know. It's not just you know, a high acapella, you know, it's actually part of the mainstream entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely, man, I can tell from, you know, your songs and how you do covers, Uguti, you've really drawn a line of Uguti. This is how we are different from all the other a cappella groups that exist in the country. And it's very visible. So shout out for that. Now, can you share some insights into your, like, songwriting and arrangement process as well? Like, how do you go about creating your music, you know? Yeah. Especially when it comes to those harmonies and vocal arrangements.
Well, we have our MD, who is our main arranger, Ungozi Hotman,
director,
and you know, he kind of puts things together.
Sure.
You know, but if anyone amongst us has an idea, we pitch it, gents, let's work on this, and everyone kind of, you know, puts in their 2 cents worth of, you know, what they think things should sound like, and. We're always kind of, it's a team effort.
Definitely.
And the harmonies, I mean, the harmonies are not new to us because, like I said, we've been singing choir and,
people generally sing everywhere. Master Ito, let's harmonize.
Yeah, definitely get that. Now, you've been also, with these harmonies and vocal arrangements, you've been also been able to captivate audiences with your harmonies. How do you prepare for such high vocal standards? And maybe what advice would you give my, like, aspiring singers, you know, who would like to actually know how to sing like that or at that level?
I think for me, most of us, a fun fact, you know, it's something that we grew up doing, right? So there's no necessarily like formal education behind it. But some of us, okay, Squara actually went to school for music and he's the only one that is like, you know, on paper, a musician, you know. But what I've learned as someone that, you know, learned like sifunda ngendlebe and, you know, listening, the most important thing is to listen and ask questions by you know, if you have friends that went to school, if or people that could help you, because then when you can when you practice alone or when you maybe still are like not sure if I need to, like, I don't know what to do, I've been practicing using YouTube to learn an instrument or whatever, it's very important to have the balance between if that, like, the natural learning of it and finding what you like, and then also mixing that with the theory of it, the school, just a bit of school with it.
And maybe to add, I'll just say, take it seriously. Take it seriously. Be consistent with your work. A lot of artists and musicians, you know, we always run on the passion. It's a business, guys. It's a business. We need to take it as seriously as other professions take their whole business. And I think the industry would definitely grow better and people will look at us in a different light, because, you know, every time someone says, yo, you're a musician, you're like, yo, okay, what are you eating? And that time, it's weird to think about it, because you'd never ask Beyonce and Jay-Z that, because they're making it. And they took it seriously, you know.
Every day.
Yeah. So I'd say just take it seriously. Do it with everything that you have. If you're going to do something, whether it's going to be music, whether it's going to be engineering, do it with your whole heart and make sure that you're consistent enough and the results will show. You know, you won't even have to think about it. If it's in your heart, it's just going to be there.
Definitely, man. That is beautiful. So I'm going to play your song, which is titled Fly. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about it and this big one, you get the Grammy nomination. So please stay tuned on the call. We're coming back. This is Just Six with Fly. On your future, it is Just Six featuring Hesi, Olified Keta, and Amahle Betike. Fly. Whoa, come on now. Come on now, guys.
Let's go.
Come on now. Could you just please, man, tell us just the inspiration behind that beautiful, beautiful song over there?
You know, I think the song is called Fly, and it's quite self-explanatory. You know, we're tired of being bound to the ground. You know, we need, you know, everyone reaches a point where it's, you just feel like, I need to start moving forward. I need to break free from anything that has been holding me back. So that's where the inspiration comes from.
So we're speaking success to everyone. You're just ready and you're going to take off and you're going to succeed in everything you're doing. You're going to start flying. So if you want to fly with us, let's go.
Definitely, man. And also, these are such good features that you have here. What inspired you to feature these artists, to hear see Olified Keta and Amahle?
Yeah, it was very interesting because we had, just recently met with Ubudzaman in Dimande, and he really liked, the stuff that we did.
Sure.
And we had just been going back and forth about doing something. And he was also kind of also pushing some of his artists that he's managing. And it was just a great fit to get those exact three people, and it was natural even in studio. It didn't take that long. Energy was good. So when it works, it works at the right time. So we're very blessed to have worked with them.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Now, also, congratulations on your Grammy nomination in 2023 for the Contemporary Acapella Recording, man.
Thank you so much, bro.
How did it feel learning about this news, and what do you hope it will do for your career as Just Six?
All right. So, thank you so much, first and foremost. And, it's 2023 Grammys. So, we got the nomination with us. We got featured by Armand Houghton. So it's a friend of ours that we met in a couple of years ago with a band called Naturally 7, right?
Yeah.
So he then was like, Jen, I'm working on a project. And it was, I think, June 2021. So we were working for a project. And then later on, he was like, Jen, I'm submitting this project. So everything was done virtually. Mm. And then surprisingly, he sends us a thing. He's like, yo, Jen, we've got a consideration. We're like, okay, what does that mean? He's like, that means we're eligible to get nominated. That's crazy.
Sure.
So now we started actually paying attention to the Grammy. And like, actually, something could happen, Jen. And then at the nomination ceremony last year, they announced, and then it's like, okay, yo, this is insane.
I can definitely
it's unbelievable,
imagine,
And then ever since. So then this year, we're like, okay, actually, that means we can actually reach for the skies now, We can actually... let's no longer be humble and just, think on the ground. So then we basically then submitted for this year's or next year's Grammy to get, we have a consideration. So we're hoping that by the 10th of November, our nominations are going to pull through. But this time around, it's a different song and it's just us in the same category.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that
we're ready to fly.
Come on now. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, with your single and, this Grammy consideration and nomination, what else can we expect from each of six? Do we have a full body of work coming through? Are we working on something? What's happening?
Yes, definitely. We're happy about the drop today. Hopefully everyone can go out and stream it and you guys can rotate it hard.
Definitely.
And hit us up on our social media platforms as well, at Justice and Tag and everything. But we actually have quite a lot of music that's just been chilling, to be released at the right time.
Yeah.
And right about now, moving forward, it feels like it's going to be the right time to drop. We might, hopefully we're dropping an album next year, early Boba March. And that is a kind of like a classics kind of album where we're singing like the, and so we have some originals in there as well, where we're singing some of the hits, La Boma Mire Makeba, Yoruba Kasa Sumenya. We're excited about that one, but we're also kind of working on a new sound, which is Fly is part of the the new sound we're trying to get to, trying to, teach people that a cappella is cool. And a cappella can, be on stage with one of the greatest bands as well. And, it'll sound the same. The mainstream, and it'll be as popular as hip hop and house and amapiano can be. So we're excited to be rolling out some of this music and, getting people to kind of know who we are and what we do, and hopefully open up the industry to a lot more of a cappella and, have a clean a cappella, section to the mainstream.
Definitely,
and be recognized in all the, you know, the awards that we have in South Africa as well.
Yeah, man, that is definitely very beautiful. And yeah, speaking of covers, I saw a video that you guys did, and you were doing September by Earth, Wind and Fire. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Guys, we need that video on the socials, please. Come on. Now, speaking of the socials, man, where do we find you guys on social media?
All right, so JUST and the number 6 official, just 6 official, everywhere. On Apple Music, please stream our new song, Spotify, everywhere you find your music, and Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. It's just 6 official. At JUST and the number 6 official. That's where you can find everything and the content.
That's where you can book us as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Very important, that one. Exactly. Gents, thank you so much for availing yourself and taking this interview. All the best moving forward. And hopefully that Grammy nomination will pull through, man. And we cannot wait to hear more of your sound. Thank you.
All right. Siyabonga, siyabonga.
Appreciate it, bro.
Siyabonga. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Danko.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.